Hello, I'm Linda Doherty from TLAB. I'd like to welcome you to our short podcast about language and social care and why we should avoid using jargon. I'm here today to discuss this with Katrina Moore, who edits our Jargon Buster, and we'll hear a bit more about that later, and Sally Percival from the National Co-Production Advisory Group.
Hello, I'm Katrina. I edit the Jargon Buster, work in public policy and care, and advocate for my disabled daughter. I feel passionately that words and language make all the difference, not just to how much we understand, but how we're made to feel.
And I'm Sally Percival, and I am chair of the National Co-Production Advisory Group, and I also care for my son and stepdaughter who have autism. And I totally agree, Katrina, that language is so powerful, and it's one of the most powerful tools that we have.
Okay, so first of all, can we start by asking you what jargon word or phrase makes you wince the most and why? Katrina.
I really don't like it when people are referred to as anything other than people, so users or cases. I hate impersonal sounding words being given to things that should be a normal part of life, so things like transition. Typical teenagers don't transition to adulthood, but for some reason disabled ones do.
Sally?
I completely agree. Service user is my absolute passionate hate, because it can be dropped to user, and that simply means you exploit somebody, and I really don't think that's the case. I hate anything that is so different just because you are a disabled person. So residential college, it's just college. Community activities is going to the pub, maybe. You know, we're just doing the normal things and having a life, but they're put into compartments that have different names.
Absolutely. Language sometimes makes disabled people sound like an alien. Phrases like access the community instead of go out, or engage with peers rather than see friends. So things that should be joyful and fun somehow become cumbersome and alienating.
My least favourite term is patient activation. The image it causes in my brain is Daleks in Doctor Who when they've got their wiring slightly wrong. Activate me, activate me. I don't know, I really hate that term. So, why do you think, Katrina, that language matters so much?
I think it matters because words can invite people in or keep them out. Words and language can make us feel fully involved in what happens to us, or they can make us feel ignorant and unimportant.
Oh, I totally agree. I so remember being in meetings where jargon's been used and I just couldn't contribute because I didn't understand what was being said. And actually, that could have been really different using plain English. I would have been able to really contribute.
And it doesn't need to be that complicated. Social care is about people's lives and helping people live their lives in the best way they can. Why can't we just say that?
Absolutely. Plain English.
And do you think we're particularly bad in social care, or is this something that goes throughout? Is it just social care?
I don't think it's just social care. Jargon springs up all over the place. It's like a weed that won't die. The care and support system is riddled, unfortunately, with jargon and clumsy wording too. So I think we should avoid it in the interests of both clarity and humanity.
I agree. It is everywhere, but I do think that social care has a bit of a monopoly on using jargon. Every time I go to a meeting, I hear something different. So the Jargon Buster is absolutely crucial.
Absolutely. New ways of obscuring things are always being found. I keep thinking we're going to run out of jargon, and we never do.
No, never.
Jargon Buster came about because we wanted to provide a way for people to understand and interpret some of the words that are used in social care. You can find it on the TLAC website, and more importantly, we've developed a widget that you can download onto your website. That means that when we update the Jargon Buster, which we do periodically, that you'll get the updates as well. Tell me, Katrina, how are the words decided that we add to the Jargon Buster?
Okay, so users of the website sometimes suggest words and phrases to us, or particular terms jump out at us from policy documents and other things. I also regularly look at local authorities' websites to see what language they're using and what needs demystifying. I keep expecting to run out of it, as I say, but it's never ending. It's always there. New words and phrases are always being found.
So, Katrina, can you tell us, once we've decided which jargon terms we're going to include, how do we make up the definitions? How do we check that they're in plain English?
So when it comes to constructing definitions, we try to keep them as short and simple as possible while not losing the meaning. Obviously, we have to avoid using one jargon word to explain another. Members of the National Co-Production Advisory Group then check the drafts to make sure they aren't misleading. And then we run them past people who don't spend their lives immersed in the care and support system to check they make sense.
Thank you very much, Katrine. That's very interesting. And thank you, Sally. To find out more about TLAP, please sign up to our e-news on the TLAP website and look out for more podcasts on thinking differently about social care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.